Hey everybody, welcome to Poetry Pod. This is our 12th podcast and it is on the poem called Reuben Bright by Edwin Arlington Robinson. The first heading in your worksheet is subject matter. So, the poem Reuben Bright tells a story of a deeply upsetting event in the life of a man named Reuben Bright. The poem's narrator of Reuben's story begins by reminding us not to judge Reuben or think of him as some sort of rough, uncaring or insensitive person simply because he is a butcher in a slaughterhouse. Indeed, Reuben's sensitive, thoughtful and reflective nature becomes evident in the poem when we see his troubled response to his wife's illness and subsequent death. Once the poet establishes this, it comes as quite a shock to us to be told that shortly after his wife's burial, a grief-stricken Reuben took the drastic act of tearing down the slaughterhouse. You could ask, was this quite drastic behaviour an act of rage, or an act of renewal, or even an act of love? The second heading in your worksheet is theme. In the theme section of your Poetry Speaks textbook, you would have read that the American poet Robert Frost believes the theme of Robinson's poem to be unhappiness itself. Do you agree that the theme of this poem is unhappiness or grief? Can you think of an alternative theme that you can see in the poem? Perhaps the theme of love, or the theme of suffering, or the theme of change might be suggested in the poem. For example, on the theme of change, what change occurs in Bright's life? Or what change takes place in Bright's behaviour at the end of the poem? Maybe Reuben changed his attitude towards life and living and felt he had to demolish his workplace. Choose one theme that you can see in the poem and briefly explain your choice. The next section is quote 3. So once again, select any three individual words, phrases or images that you liked in the poem Reuben Bright. When you select a phrase, think about why you are choosing it, why you like it. Did you like the way it was written? Was it creative or vivid? Did the poet use simple language? Or perhaps you found something that was very thought-provoking in the quotation. Maybe an image or phrase connected with you emotionally and brought back some memories of your own personal story. We move on now to imagery. In this poem, Robinson's language may be simple, but that doesn't mean that it is not descriptive. Through use of simple language, the poet manages to capture several clear pictures of Bright as an honest man who works hard, is respected in the community, and who is devoted to his wife. In a way, the imagery suggests he is a simple man, but also, as we learn from stanza 2, a man who is trying to cope with complex emotions having lost his wife, the love of his life. Can you see the simile in stanza 1? To what does the poet compare Bright as he cries at night? Why do you think Robinson uses this image? Is it an emotive image? In other words, is it an image that is meant to engage the reader, making us have sympathy for Bright? Were you at all surprised that a man who slaughters animals for a living could ever be seen to cry like a baby? Has the poet therefore already prepared us for this possibility? You could also look again at the final image of the poem, that of Reuben tearing down the slaughterhouse, the very place that sustained him and through which he earned an honest living. Think about the verb tore down. It is such a strong and forceful motion. Does it suggest a sense of rage in Reuben, or maybe determination? Did the image surprise you or even shock you? Were you expecting that a man who could tenderly gather his wife's possessions and delicately place them into an old chest could then destroy his workplace with such venom? How did you feel about Reuben after considering his actions? The fifth heading on your worksheet is language. Although Robinson wrote this poem in a traditional sonnet form and used a formal rhyme scheme, the language in the poem is actually the very opposite of formal. There are numerous examples of the poet using simple, ordinary, conversational language that effectively creates a vivid image of Reuben Bright and the disruption caused to his life by the death of his beloved wife. Write out one or two examples of simple language in the poem. Can you suggest why Robinson decided to keep the language informal and conversational? Is it the kind of language you would use when telling someone a story or sharing an account of an event in your locality? If the poet set out at the beginning of the poem to describe Reuben as an ordinary man, do you think the language is appropriate to the subject of the poem? Could the conversational expression reflect the type of language used by Bright's neighbours to share the news of his wife's illness and perhaps to comfort Reuben after the funeral? The poem reflects the everyday speech of ordinary people. We move on now to form. Robinson wrote the poem Reuben Bright in the form of a Petrarchan sonnet. Clearly, a sonnet has 14 lines, but often these lines can be divided up into stanzas of different lengths. In Reuben Bright, how are these 14 lines divided? For example, is the first stanza an octave? This means it consists of 8 lines. What about the second stanza that has 6 lines? Can you recall the name for a 6-line stanza? If you need to revise some of these features, you might look back at the Zoom In quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook to read more about the key features of the sonnet form. The next heading on your worksheet is sound. The sonnet form usually has a formal rhyme scheme, and in this poem the pattern in the first quatrain, that is the first 4 lines, is A-B-B-A. Did you notice that the end word of line 1, thereby, rhymes with the end word of line 4, I? Also, note that the end word of line 2, right, rhymes with the end word of line 3, bright. Check the second quatrain. Is the pattern similar here? Usually the rhyme pattern changes in the sestet of a Petrarchan sonnet. Is this the case here? Can you work out the rhyme scheme of the sestet? In a poem which includes emotions and events that are chaotic, why do you think Robinson decided to include a formal rhyme scheme, as it creates a sense of order? Could the formal rhyme make the end of the poem more unexpected and perhaps more shocking, and that Reuben acted in a way that we had never expected? You can also listen for examples of alliteration. For example, listen for those broad B sounds in the opening lines, which may suggest that Reuben was a strong, physically able and robust man. Perhaps you can hear the assonance with those A sounds in lines 7 and 8. We move on now to tone and mood. A poem's tone suggests what the poet or narrator thinks about the subject of the poem. From the opening lines, do you get a sense that the poet respects Bright as a hard-working man who is as good as any other respectable individual? Can you quote a line in support of this idea? Would you also agree that the narrator maintains some control over their emotions in the poem and describes much of the story using a factual tone, maintaining an emotional distance from Reuben himself? For example, note that the narrator doesn't tell us that it was heartbreaking to see Reuben cry like a baby. Instead, he shows us how the women reacted and invites us to engage with the poem through our own personal reaction. This brings us to the mood of a poem, which is, of course, how you as a reader reacted to the poem. What did you think, or how did you feel as you listened to, read and discussed this poem? Do you feel sympathy for Reuben Bright? What line or lines in the poem made you feel that way? Would you feel sorry for Reuben because his wife died, or because of how he reacted to that terrible event in his life? We come now to the final heading in your worksheet, personal response. So, Many of us have close friends or even family members who have died, and sometimes a poem can strike a chord in our hearts when we are reminded of how upsetting it is to lose a loved one. Perhaps you liked the poem because you could connect with the emotion in the poem, or perhaps you felt deep sympathy for a man who was obviously grief-stricken and heartbroken. Some readers like how the poem is written and the variety of contrasting images in the poem. For example, look at the incredible contrast between the gentle image of Reuben carefully and delicately packing away his wife's handcrafted things into an old chest, with that of the fierce, even ferocious image of Reuben ripping apart the very place that sustained his life up to now. Or perhaps there was something about Reuben as a person that appealed to you, such as the way he worked hard and lived an honest life, or the fact that he clearly loved his wife so dearly. Think about one or two of these prompts and then record your own personal response into your worksheet.